Music Doodoo Classical Bedtime presents Hildegard von Bingen and the Living Light. Inside Hildegard's mind, the sun never went down. Even in a dark stone room at midnight, she saw rivers of gold, spinning wheels of fire, colours that don't even have names. Nearly 900 years ago, in a time before electric lights, before cars, before phones, when the world was lit only by candles and stars, a little girl named Hildegard saw things no one else could see. She called them the Living Light. Hildegard was born in the year 1098, in a part of the world we now call Germany. Imagine a world that smelled of wood smoke and damp wool. No humming refrigerators, no buzzing lights, just the sound of a horse's hooves squelching through mud, and the scratch, scratch, scratch of a quill pen on parchment. When Hildegard was just 3 years old, about as old as a very small child you might know, she saw her first vision. A burst of brilliant white light appeared in her mind, alive with colours she had no words for. She didn't understand what it meant, but she felt deep down that it was a secret too strange and too heavy to share. So she locked it away inside her heart. What do you think those visions sounded like? Because Hildegard didn't just see things, she heard them too. Voices singing melodies from another world. Many years later, she wrote down what she heard. The kind of music she wrote has a special name, Plainchant. It's called plain because it's so simple, just one voice all alone. No drums, no piano, no backup singers. Just a single golden thread of melody floating through the silence. In the music that's about to play, listen for that one voice. Notice how it rises and falls, like light moving slowly across a wall. There's nothing else, just the voice and the stone walls of an ancient church.
Oh.
That is plain chant, the oldest kind of music in the Western world. Some of these melodies are over 1,000 years old. When Hildegard was 8 years old, her parents made a big decision. They sent her to live at a monastery, a place where women called nuns devoted their whole lives to prayer and work and singing. Hildegard's teacher was a kind woman named Jutta, who lived in a tiny stone room attached to a church. The walls were thick and cold. The floor was bare. Hildegard wore a heavy, scratchy wool habit that rubbed against her skin. And every single day, many times a day, they sang. Imagine waking before the sun rises. Your breath makes little clouds in the cold air. You walk through dark hallways to a chapel lit only by flickering beeswax candles. You can smell their sweet, waxy smoke. And then, voices begin to sing. The same chants every day, marking the hours like a clock made of music. Sunrise. Midday. Sunset. Midnight. This was Hildegard's life. Singing. Praying. And all through those years, the living light kept appearing in her mind. Wheels of fire. Rivers of gold. Voices from somewhere beyond the stars. But still, she told no one. The secret grew heavier and heavier, like a stone she carried everywhere she went.
Now, most composers who wrote plain chant followed careful rules. Their melodies took small, gentle steps, moving just a little bit up, a little bit down, safe and steady. But Hildegard, her melodies were different. They leaped, they soared up high, and then swooped down low, like a bird catching an invisible current of wind. In this next piece, listen for those jumps. The melody doesn't just walk, it flies. It reaches up towards something you can't quite see, stretching and stretching, then floats back down. That's the sound of the living light.
She said she wasn't really composing at all. She was just writing down what the living light showed her. But for years and years and years, she kept this locked inside. And secrets, especially big ones, can make you sick. As Hildegard grew older, her body began to ache. Her head hurt.
Some days she could barely move. It was as if the secret had grown so heavy that it was pressing down on her bones, anchoring her to the ground. She was 42 years old when something finally changed. There was a monk at the monastery named Volmar. He had become Hildegard's friend, someone who listened carefully when she spoke, who never made her feel strange. One day, trembling, she told him everything. The colours, the shapes, the voices singing music from another world, all of it. Volmar's eyes grew wide, but he didn't laugh, he didn't back away. "Hildegard," he whispered, "this is a gift. The world needs to know." Volmar wrote a letter, carried by horseback across mountains and rivers, all the way to the Pope in faraway Rome, the most powerful man in the world. And they waited. Weeks turned to months. Would anyone believe her? And then a reply came back. The Pope had read Hildegard's words. He had prayed about them. And he said, yes, he believed her visions were real. He didn't just give her permission to share them. He commanded her to write everything down. For the first time in nearly 40 years, the weight began to lift. Hildegard felt something she hadn't felt in so long she'd almost forgotten the word for it. Light. Unburdened. Free. And right she did. With Volmar beside her, Hildegard filled book after book with her visions. She drew pictures of what she saw, fiery circles, golden wings, gardens of light. She wrote about medicine and plants, about the human body and the stars. But most importantly, she wrote down the music. Page after page of those soaring, leaping melodies. The songs the living light had been singing to her since she was 3 years old. The more she gave away, the lighter she felt. The secret that had pressed down on her for so long was now floating up into the world, landing in people's hearts like seeds of golden light. didn't stop at writing. She wanted to build something. She gathered other nuns who believed in her visions, and together they founded a brand new monastery on a hill called Rupertsburg, a place of their own. Then she did something almost no woman had ever done. She started travelling. She preached in churches and cathedrals. She wrote letters to kings and emperors, giving them advice, sometimes even scolding them when she thought they were wrong. Remember, this was almost 900 years ago, when women weren't supposed to do such things. But Hildegard did them anyway. The woman who had once been too afraid to speak now couldn't stop sharing her light. Hildegard lived to be 81 years old, an extraordinarily long life for her time. She kept having visions until the very end. She kept writing music. She kept teaching and travelling and sharing her light. When she finally closed her eyes for the last time, people say two great arcs of light appeared in the sky above her monastery, one silver, one gold, crossing like ribbons. As if the living light was welcoming her home. Today, almost 900 years later, people all over the world still sing Hildegard's music. They still read her books. They still wonder at her visions. The secret she carried for 40 years became a gift that keeps on giving. So the next time you have a thought that feels too strange to share, a dream that seems too unusual for anyone to understand, remember Hildegard and her living light. Remember the little girl who saw golden rivers in her mind and kept them hidden for 40 years. Remember how heavy that secret was and how it finally set her free. The things that make us different are often the things that make us special. And sometimes, a secret just needs one friend to listen before it can become a light for the whole world. Sweet dreams. May your sleep be filled with light.